So, good morning to all of you. And
good morning.
I'm really very, very happy to be here this morning. And a very, very special thanks to Rani as well for bringing me to this place. God has His own ways, maybe. When I was sitting here and reflecting, from my family, I am the last one to visit Australia. Because my sisters, my mom, they all live in Brisbane. Perhaps if I had not chosen this way of life, I would have been the first one to land up in Australia. Because in my academic career, thrice I had the privilege of winning the gold medals. I began as a mechanical engineer. Then I changed over to social work. Then after doing my social work or during my social work, I have done my law. So this is the way God is making me to carry on His work. Anyway, I am happy in what I am doing now. Even though it's not a white collar job or quite a tiresome work it is, but God has called me to this particular way of life, and I am interested and I am happy to do this work, and as long as He has given me the energy, I will do it. So this morning I would like to share with you the type of work that we are doing. It is exactly in line with Christ's own message, Christ's own work. We have in the Gospels, we read, I came not for the just, I came for the sick, the weak, the lonely, the unloved. And there are also instances in the Bible or the parables of the Good Shepherd leaving the 99 and going after the lost one. Or the lost coin, the prodigal son. So there are ways and means of Christ going after the lost one. And that's exactly what we are doing in Bangalore. The program that I am going to show also is exactly that. The lost and how we are trying to look for the lost and try to connect them back to the mainstream. Maybe back to the family, back to the school, back to the society as individuals who are really contributing. So again, the happiness, the joy that we get again is backed by the gospel. When I saw you hungry, or when you fed a hungry, when I was naked, when I was anxious, when I was worried, when you did something for the little least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did it to me. That's the way Christ has told us. So with this background, we do this ministry day in and day out. So I will just show you what exactly we are doing on the screen. Then maybe at the end, they can, if you have some doubts, you can ask me. Okay, this is exactly the motto of Bosco, that they may have life in all its fullness. So to give that life in its fullness, not halfway, not little bit, not, we want them to have that life in all its fullness. That's the reason why we go around, we speak to the people, we meet people, share what we are doing, so that many more people, many more children will have life in all its fullness. So the entire project began in the year 1980 by a group of students who are studying theology. Before we become priests, we have got 4 years of study of the Word of God. In the While they were studying, the weekends were days set apart for them to relax and enjoy. But this group of students found much more meaningful in going, in reaching out and looking at the reality from another perspective. That is the beginning of the project. Now, Bosco's effort is to build a community, a caring community, a sharing community, where everybody will care, everybody will share for its own children. That is our aim, our vision. And the way we take the entire program is not by stick, not by beating, not by neglecting, not by pushing them away. It's a collaborative approach. Partnership with children, we call it, or accompanying the child. Just because a child is poor, just because he is found on the street, just because he is abused or neglected, we cannot consider him children of a lesser God. So that's the entire approach. It's called a right-based approach, because child is the center of attraction, child is the focus of attention. Now, this is the India. Maybe when we hear about India, we have lots of good things as well. Maybe the fourth richest man lives in India. India is known for its cricket, though they did badly here in Perth. It's known for various things. But when we look at the child's perspective, the reality is quite poor. And we see a lots of child marriages, infant mortality, then child labor, children missing, kidnapped, duped. The scenario of a child or the problems of children are not much cared about. The one thing is that the political sphere, children have no voice. They have no power of casting the vote. So the political leaders are not interested in children and their welfare. They want to become more and more powerful. They target the adults who can give them votes and make them win next election. So this group is always neglected. This is the target group of Bosco, the child on the street. And I have taken few photographs. The real pathetic, real, we cannot say they are also created by the same God, because the miserable way they live on the street is really very, that's only the reason why I go around, because it's the mission given to me. I feel that in my life, at least I have a desire of at least 1,000 children. If God has given me life, a beautiful life, at least 1,000 children should be mainstreamed. Put them into a society as really contributing children. That is my aim. So I spread the message wherever I go. And we are also targeting good number of young people, a movement of people where everybody can come, join hands, and at least remove the pain, the sufferings of the children from this earth. Again, this is the way when we find them on the street or while we are rescuing, these are their shapes. This is the way they spend their night. They are also eating very unhygienic food, also the thrown away food, the waste. Children who do a lots of work, child laborers we call them, before they are up to the age of 18, they are not supposed to work for minimum 14 years, but then they begin to work to maintain their family. Some of the children are also really malnourished. they have not given proper medications when they are young. So we also get lots of children who are differently abled, physically challenged, mentally retarded. Begging is a common thing. They lie on the main streets, or some of them are with leprosy, so they beg on the street. Some children are also doing these acrobatic tricks, which are also quite dangerous, especially when the vehicle stop for signal, say time gap of 1 minute or 2 minutes, they do that within that short time, and they go around begging. Quite a dangerous work they do it. Now, because of poverty, because of lots of problems associated with looking after children, children are also wasted. They are just abandoned. And if I have some more time, I can speak. Number of children are wasted soon after their birth, or 1 or 2 days time, the hospitals, the public places, the waste dumping areas, because various reasons are there. So the single life given to a child by the God is just taken away in that way, which we cannot in any way tolerate. This is the Bangalore city railway station, from where we get almost 30-35 children a day. We rescue them mainly from these areas. Now, this is the reality. 60% of the children are sent away from their families. Because family plays a major role, and we will have one slide what exactly the family problems are. 65,000 of them are living on the streets of Bangalore. 60 children come per day. We are able to rescue around 25 to 30 only. The remaining 30 are just going behind the bars. We are not sure where they are living, whether they are being kidnapped, whether they are being killed, whether they are missing, where they are trafficked. We are not sure, because that is also a major pain for us, because being there, why can't we save all the children? Bosco has got its own limitations are there, because being an IT capital, Bangalore is known for it, the staff whom we employ, we have more than 90 staff working in the project. Because of the cost of living is quite high in Bangalore, we need to pay really well the staff. That's the main factor why we are not employing many staff. If we enhance, or if we strengthen our hands, employ more people, daily all the children can be saved. That's one of the reasons why I go around speaking to the people, because every day so many lives are lost. So many children are lost every day. And unknown places they go. Maybe their organs are removed, maybe they are killed or asked to work in the hotels, washing the plates or wiping the chairs. We are not sure where they are going. So in these areas, we need to really look into to see where every child can be helped. Now, these are some of the problems that appear in the media. Bosco works very closely with the media to highlight certain amount of certain areas of major concern. Well, these are newspaper cuttings I have taken just to project how the problems are, how severe the problems are. We can also buy children. There's no problem in buying children. You pay some money, you can buy a child. And some of this begging and everything is a mafia involvement is there. they hire a child for 50 rupees a day, may the child beg whole day, may get around 200 rupees, then 50 rupees back to the owner of the child, and 150 rupees will become my profit for the day. So all those kind of things are existing there. Now, what makes them vulnerable? This is an area we need. We are also really feeling, Bosco is also really, because it is not the fault of the child. We cannot blame the child anymore, because family, the school, the economy, the environment, these are the factors which are pushing a child to the street. Now, broken families, overcrowded homes, parental abuse, alcoholism, abandoning. All these factors, child is not responsible. Parents are responsible for it. If a child goes to school, the school is not willing to take him inside. Lots of corporal punishments are there. And failure in the classrooms, fight. So various are the reasons why a child is pushed out from the school, environment or the family. The next place the child takes is the street. And street is a very, very dangerous place for a child to live. We saw how the street is all about. Where they are abused, where they are given ill treatment, where they are mostly, it is a most dangerous place to live. Because of all these problems, they take up on the street. And we cannot make them live on the street. Then they become addicted to the street life. They learn all the evil habits. They begin to take substances. They will have sex. They will begin to do all those kinds of odd jobs. Then their life is lost forever. They have no more life. So the work that Bosco does is the rescue operations we have 24/7 at the railways. That is the so-called the booth we have there, because around 25 to 30 children are saved through this particular place. Every train that arrives there, we are there at the general compartment, the common bogey, to look for children, to search for children. So if we are able, if they are within our reach, we are able to save. If they are outside, or they are very smart, if they can escape, those children escape from our hands. This is the city railway station. This is the way we are conducting children. As young as 6-7 year old children will be just roaming on the street. We have to look at them, go after them, at least see before they are getting addicted to the street. We must remove them from the street. Similarly, at the bus stand also we have similar types of booths. Market places we have a similar way of conducting the children. And through 7 centers in the city of Bangalore, we rehabilitate them. So those are 3 of them are here. So each of these centers are meant for a purpose. Children below the age of 14, children above the age of 14, children who are undergoing life skills training programs, girl children centers are separately. So every center has got its own purpose. And these are our major activities. Every child whom we rescue, the first thing we look at it after giving him or her food, shelter and clothing, thing we look at it counseling. Why? The reasons why the child has left home. We take the testimony of the child. Maybe it may be with family, maybe with school, maybe with environment, maybe with media, maybe with the peer group influence. Something or other has led him to the street. That's one area we spend quite a bit of time. All our centers has got counselors. Then we also invite the parents if possible. The parents says, I have no money. We have to meet the up and down expenses of the parents. We bring the parents here, we listen to the parents as well. On the one side we have the story of the child, on the other side we have the story of the parents. And we will wait and see where the real mistake is all about. We try to rectify, we try to do a certain amount of therapeutic healings, and then we try to connect again, send the child back to the family along with the parents, and closely follow up the child for one full year, so that child will remain at home. Last year itself, around 7,200 children we have taken back to the families, and they are all living well now. So that is the success story of Bosco. Because every day 25-30 children we are rescuing, and we are trying to give every child a family based care. So the parents, the child, the environment, the school, everybody is talked about, everybody is made to involve the entire process and make them strengthen the community, empower the community, and make them responsible for the children. This is the way we place the children back to home. Sometimes children run away from home for a small reason or something. Parents will abuse them or beat them. They will never ever return also. So sometimes we get them from the street. They move around one city to another city, because the trains we can travel freely. No need to take the tickets. So when we find out the child, when we go back to the families of the child, sometimes we can see parents are crying or weeping maybe, because for 2 or 3 years they were not sure where the child was all about. Now finally they got the child back. So we have those good experiences are also making us really go forward in our work, because lots of families from where children are missing, we are able to take them back, give them once again that family life. Health care, because they live on the street, they eat unhygienic food, they have no roof over their head, they have illegal sex, they take substances, so much so their health is really very, very weak. So we do a lots of health programs. Even open heart surgeries we do for the children. Some of them also take up big fights. They will have deep cuts, wounds and everything, and blood will be oozing out. So all the medical care, we have an ambulance which is running up around the city. Any child in difficulty, in distress, in problems, immediately we pick them up and give them the health care program, which is also done with the support of the people. And this is an area we are also much supported by the people, because children are on the street, but they are really gifted and talented. Some stories are all put out there. The Logesh, whom you can see in that particular movie, Hero One, he is doing his LLB, that is equivalent to be a lawyer or advocate. Picked up from the street, and he has come up to that stage because we gave him good education part of it. He was put into a good school, so that is the reason why we are trying to put as many children back to school, because without education he or she cannot have a bright future. So our aim is to give very good education part of it. Even I have brought a brochure here. It is around 2,200 Australian dollars only will cost to educate a child for a whole year. Complete schooling, food, his accommodation or her accommodation, everything is covered in 200 Australian dollars. So as I have told, our dream is to reach out as many children as possible. Give them education and make them good children, so that afterwards when we have our old boys coming together, so many of them are doing really good, excellent jobs. Some of them are doing their doctorate, some of them are doing their higher studies, really doing because when they were young, we just helped them out. We just pushed them and they are really successful nowadays. And we also have children who are really good, really gifted, really talented. Some of them are acting in the movies, the films, and some of them are, this year also we have one boy coming to Germany to study because so much they are grown up and they are good at hockey, cricket. Three of our children are playing, one the state level hockey. So they are really good, they are really gifted, they are really talented. When I saw the music being played, they also play really well the music. And because they are just from the street, lots of energy they have, lots of, and they are very flexible and very viable they are, and very hard they are. Very, so maybe 3-4 hours continuously they can play, non-stop games they play, and Bangalore is a little cold, but as early as 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m. they go for swimming for non-stop 3 hours. And some of them are selected for Indian Navy, Indian Army, because they are really good. Because there's lots of fear, lots of tension, lots of anger, lots of anxiety, because they experience a lot of rejection from their families. So we have lots of counseling, lots of motivational programs, lots of therapies are all conducted to ventilate their feelings and make them happy. Now this is a common thing in Bosco. 24 hours whenever a child comes there. By the way, all our doors are open always. Any child can drop in any time to our center. And we have this 25 to 30 pairs of clothes we need a day. Because when we get them from the street, you have seen the first slides, they are really dirty. Lots of, they wear torn clothes. The first thing we offer to them is food, clothes and shelter, and make them really happy. So it's a major time-consuming factor also to look for so many pairs of clothes, food, all those kind of things. Now, some children who are above the age of 14, who are not really interested in studying, every child we are interested in giving as much education as he or she wants. But some of them are not at all interested in studies. Some of them are IQ level is low. Those children, we have this kind of a life skills training in carpentry, bookbinding, motor mechanics, computer. All this kind of trainings are given to them. Now once they are 18, we put them into jobs. We have lots of our children working in even multinational companies like KFC, McDonald's and everything. The cashiers are all our children, because once they are really employed, once they are really skilled, lots of companies are there to pick our children and employ them. Now, some more service that we do are, we are running a helpline for children all over the state of Karnataka and India. On this particular number, children can call day and night if they need any forms of support. Any child in difficulty, in distress, it's an emergency hotline for children, and Bosco operates this particular thing. This is also another program we are running along with the police. Now, children do steal things. And normally they are given very, very harsh treatment by the police. They are beaten up, they are abused, they are kicked, they are thrown out, they are chained. So we have taken up a new program to work along with the police. The moment the police catches and arrests a boy or a girl, we take the complete possession of the child. And we begin to work the reason why the child has committed the crime. What are the contributing factors? And we begin a counseling process or anything of that sort to make the child really aware of the mistake, where the fault is all about, and correct from there. So it's a new program we began in Bangalore.
This is also when I saw one of Don Bosco's past people here, missing child search. Children can be searched through the web-based program. It is again developed by Don Bosco's on past peoples who have gone away from our schools or colleges. They have developed this particular website through which any parent can look for the lost child. We also create lots of awareness programs for the public so that it becomes a community owned program. Wherever now we have a groups of these people, okay, anybody or everybody who are the vendors, shopkeepers, mechanics, auto rickshaw drivers, taxi drivers, all these people are formed into their groups. And wherever children or when our children are found, they are educated, immediately tell us. So it becomes the entire community is coming together, coming forward to help or to support the cause. Bosco is also working along with the government, and we are making the government equally responsible for the children. Though the government programs are all tailor-cut programs, we are always with the government. So that way, government has recognized over the years our work and some of the awards that Bosco has received over the years. So this is the our real motto: never tolerate injustice done to the children. Give them rights. So that is the end of my this short presentation. I was also discussing with Rani. Initially we were focusing on to the boy child. Now the problems are equally for girl children as well, because they are also every fourth girl child is abused in India from the family itself. So lots of children are getting married when they are 10, 11 years old. Lots of trafficking of children are taking place. Lots of them are kidnapped, stolen, and all these things are taking place. Some of them land up on the streets. So we are really interested in educating the girl children, putting up a shelter home only for girl children, and doing our level best. The way we are running shelters for the boys now, equal amount of shelters will be made for the girl children, and they should be protected and they should be cared for. So that's where we are now. So we are really interested, much more people coming together, joining hands towards protecting the girl child, the education of the girl children, and the other areas of like psycho social interventions, counseling, traumatic counseling, crisis free life, lots of career guidance, counseling. All these are required for girl child. That's an area now we are really interested. We are also interested in helping the girl children in this particular area. So we are inviting more and more people to join hands in this particular venture of Bosco. So,
we've got a few minutes for questions. Do people want to do questions now or over morning tea? Does anyone have any questions they want to ask of George?
Yeah. Do you ever get the opportunity to share your faith with children?
Yeah. Do you ever get the opportunity to share your faith with the children? Faith, your love of Christ.
Okay. Faith. The same thing what we had just now here, we are also interested in connecting the children to the Lord. So we have a multi-purpose hall like this, where Hindus, Muslims, Christians, any religion can come inside. They come, they go to the respective God of theirs, they pray. And we
other times we speak to them about the love of God, how God cares. And it's good to see children come by themselves. We do not invite them. Also, they will come by themselves. When they are really worried, when they are really lost, they will come. We have a church. We have the Blessed Sacrament exposed or inside there. They come and sit and pray. We are not forcing them to any faith. But all our prayers before the meals, after the meals, after they get up in the morning, and before they go to bed, we have the prayer of our Father being said. Then we also give lots of witness value to them. Our presence among them, we are caring, sharing, and speaking to them in a nice way, protecting them. They understand the real love of God by way of our own witness life that we are living.
I have a Bosco fund.
Yes. Bosco is funded mainly by the people from abroad, because I don't know how to convert it into Australian dollars. 15 lakhs rupees is our 1 month expenses, because around 750 children we rescue in a month. So government has certain areas of concern. Government will say, you do only so much. Anything we do out of the way, government will not support. For example, like 8 hours of work, all the government will say, morning 9:30 to 5:30 you rescue children, after 5:30 no need to work. Now the girl children are found only in the evening hours. Children who are in the prostitutions, children who are in red light areas are found only in the evening hours. Government says, you are interested in working for them, you work. Don't ask support from us. Sending the children to a well-run education institutions, government will never approve. Government will say, send the children only to the government medium schools, which are not at all functioning well. So these are the areas we have lots of differences. Healthcare, for example. Government will say, let the child go to the hospital. And children who are on the street, they say, who is there for me? My parents have just abandoned me. Society is not accepting me. Everybody is throwing and pushing me out. Then why should I live on this earth? Let me get sick, I will die. So we cannot say no to this kind of things. That is why we are taking a proactive approach. Okay, if God is good to us, if God has given us energy, we will go and spread the message. And last 32 years, we have been supported by generous souls. And we have been able to reach out every year on average 6,000, 7,000 children. We are able to give them life in all its fullness because of the generous contribution of the people. So we have this year a program for the girl child. As we are moving around, speaking to the people about the need for supporting the girl child. Otherwise, government is on our side. Government is happy with what we are doing, but do not ask much support from them as their agenda.
What's sort of a question we asked when we were in too? And a lot of the local Hindu community provides food every day for the children in the shelters. So they're working in very, very close partnerships with the community to often provide the day-to-day care, but there's not enough of the money that they can access. So that's where sponsorship comes in, I guess, to help plant. They've got land. They've got the land for a girls' site, which was given by a wealthy businessman, I think, who supported Bosco. And so they're looking for the money to build the actual building. And my understanding is that it's about 100,000 Australian dollars to build.
It's that thing.
To build the building. So they're I'd really like to thank Father for coming, and thank you for your time. It's been a very long service today, and I hope you found it life-giving. I'd just like to close